And now, James Gravel.
There is a line in a well-known religious song that says, "What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer." How true that is. Prayer is a marvelous spiritual blessing that allows us direct access to God. However, Paul noted in Ephesians 1 verse 3, all spiritual blessings are found only in Christ. But how does a person get into Christ so that he can pray to God and have his prayers heard and answered? Paul answered that question in Romans 6:3 when he wrote, "Do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?" After a person has heard God's word, believed in and confessed Jesus as God's Son, and repented of his past sins, it is the act of baptism that washes away that person's sins and puts him in Christ. In Acts 2 verse 38, Peter told the Jews who had slain Christ, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Paul then wrote in Galatians 3 verse 27, "As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." It is because people are in Christ that they can pray to God and expect their prayers to be answered. The Bible makes it clear that we humans are in need of someone to present our petitions to God on our behalf. Without such a mediator, our prayers will go unanswered. Paul, in writing to the young evangelist Timothy, left no doubt as to who the mediator is when he wrote, "There is one God, and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 5. In Romans 8:34, Paul spoke of Jesus, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, and who intercedes for us. Thus, it is only through Christ Jesus that Christians can make their requests known to God and expect their prayers to be answered. As Christians, we must strive to remain faithful so we can sustain a personal relationship with God. As Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, we must pray without ceasing. Are you a Christian who can pray to God without ceasing?